maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Ang pambansang antas ng banta ng terorismo ay probable o malamang, subalit ang mga otoridad na nagpapatupad ng batas ay ibinabahagi ang isang mensahe. Ngayong Anzac Day, huwag tayong matakot na baguhin ang ating mga plano. Narito ang ulat. Sa kalawakang silangang panig, nagmamatigas ang kapulisan na walang tiyak na banta sa pagdiriwang ng Anzac ngayong araw. Subalit inamin ni Ministro David Elliott ng New South Wales Counter-Terror ang mga individual na pagsalakay ang may pinakamalaking banta.
Well, because our agencies are working so well and because the intelligence organizations are working so well, it is harder for organizations to come together and express a threat. So the individual threat is probably the largest one. And that's why we have contingencies. That's why the police will be out in force.
Ang mga opisyal ng kontraterorismo ay hindi mahihikayat na banggitin ang mga tiyak na detalye ng kanilang operasyon o bilang ng mga staff sa mga estado. Subalit inamin ni Elliott, lahat ng pampublikong kaganapan ay may banta.
Any mass gathering is a risk to the community. Any mass gathering is, of course, makes us vulnerable. But as Australians, we don't accept the threat of terrorism as a reason to change our lifestyle. Our plans and contingencies for a safe day are well prepared. I am comfortable that the police are ready and able to respond to anything that occurs, but that doesn't mean that people shouldn't take accept responsibility for their own actions.
Sa Victoria, nagsagawa ang kapulisan ng malawakang preparasyon para sa mga kaganapan at seremonya ng Anzac Day. Sinabi ng kumikilos na Commander Peter O'Neill ng Victoria Police, makikita ng gusto ang kapulisan sa Shrine of Remembrance at sa CBD bilang bahagi ng serbisyo at seremonya ng Anzac Day. Sinabi ng kapulisan, dadalo ang iba't ibang unit nito kasama na ang mga pulis na mamumuno, Transit Police, Operational Response Units, Highway Patrol Units at Protective Service Officers. Binilangkas ni Police Detective Acting Superintendent Mick O'Dowd ng Queensland ang magkaisang pagkilos seguridad para sa mga commemorative events sa Brisbane.
Our measures will be in response to the security environment that most of our major events are organised with now. The exact details of what go into staffing numbers and that is an operational matter which I won't disclose. However, to say the threat level has not changed as far as that's concerned. We have no specific threats for any of the events in Queensland and any of the Anzac Day marches and events that are happening. We have no specific threats.
Ngayong taon, nalawagan din ang pamahalaan ng New South Wales sa publiko na tulungan silang maging ligtas ang kaganapan. Sinabi ni Ministro Elliott, ito ay responsibilidad ng komunidad.
If you see something that is suspicious, report it. If you meet somebody who doesn't seem quite right, say something. Because the best way to fight terrorism, the best way to promote a safe and secure environment is to ensure that we all talk and we all take and accept the future and success of our safety in our community.
Pinangahalagahan ng dating opisyal ng Army at nakatanggap ng Victoria Cross Medal, Ben Robert Smith, ang pagbibigay pugay sa mga namatay na sundalo, ngayon kaysa kailan paman.
Well, the tightening up of security is obviously just a precautionary measure, and we have the best police and emergency services in the world looking after us. So I think people just need to focus on going about their day-to-day business and remembering that Anzac Day is an incredibly important part of what we do in Australia and commemorating the freedom that we have. We need to pay our respects, and I would urge everyone to go about doing that in the normal way. And by letting terrorism or these threats of violence stop us from doing what we do typically in our day-to-day lives would mean that they have won, and that isn't acceptable.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.